Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 12, 2013, and this is Council 21 volunteer Karen Williams reporting. We confirmed yesterday that United Airlines is opposed to the recent TSA policy change allowing knives on planes. In a statement yesterday from Senior Vice President Sam Rizzoli to flight attendants, while acknowledging this change will allow more sharp objects into our work environment, United is opposed to this change and is informing the TSA that we disagree with this aspect of their proposed screening procedures. In the meantime, Sam reaffirms that the TSA prohibited items list has not changed and that United's procedures are not changing. We applaud United for their efforts in opposing this outrageous policy change and are pleased to see that they are on the same page with the Association of Flight Attendants that this change cannot stand. There are more of us than there are those who made the silly decision to change this policy. By taking action together, we can influence what happens in our work environment and secure not only our collective safety, but that of the passengers in our care. Join us in keeping the momentum going in our collective effort to keep the aircraft cabin safe. Tell the TSA to keep knives out of the cabin by signing the petition available from our website. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, announced recently that effective April 25th, knives would be allowed back on the aircraft cabin for the first time since 9/11. Our response to condemn this decision was swift, and we coordinated our efforts through our Flight Attendant Union Coalition to show a united front among all flight attendants. On Monday, March 11th, U.S. Representatives Eric Swalwell and Michael Grimm began circulating a sign-on letter to send to TSA Administrator John Pistoli asking him to reverse the TSA's onerous decision to allow knives to be carried on board our aircraft. We need as many members of Congress on this letter as possible. Please call your member of Congress today and ask them to sign the no-knives sign-on letter being circulated by Congressman Swalwell and Grimm. Dial 202-224-3121 to be connected to the Capitol switchboard operator. When you call, simply say, "My name is," and then say your name, "and I'm a constituent and a flight attendant. I oppose the TSA plan to allow passengers to carry knives on planes. Please have representative," and then say his name, "sign on to a bipartisan letter being circulated by Congressmen Swalwell and Grimm urging the TSA administrator to reverse this decision that threatens our safety. Your phone call will be answered by a member of the representative staff who will note your request. They may ask for your name of your hometown, your zip code, or your mailing address to verify you are a constituent. Encourage your flying partners, family, and friends to take action to tell our congressmen to keep knives off our planes. This is an issue we can all stand together behind. Nothing is more important than our safety, and we must act decisively to stop this mistake. Over the past several weeks, we've seen an increase in the confusion surrounding the collection of union dues from our paychecks. Given the fact that union dues have been collected from the profit-sharing checks issued to those who retired at the end of the last year and seemingly not collected from others, the confusion is understandable. As provided for in Section 30F of our contract, union dues are collected monthly only at the time of the issuance of the second, mid-month, or 16th of the month paycheck through the dues checkoff process outlined in Section 30E of our contract, provided there is a sufficient balance due to the employee after all other deductions authorized by the employee have been satisfied. Adding to the confusion is the manner in which we receive our mid-month pay via four separate checks, which cover salary, per diem, incentive payments, except international locations, and duty-free commission. It is important to understand that dues can only be collected from the salary portion of our pay. Often we receive questions in our membership office about the fact that dues weren't collected despite the fact that an individual had a per diem check for several hundred dollars. Each month, our first of the month paycheck is an advance on our salary for the work performed in the previous month. Our mid-month or 16th of the month paycheck covers the balance of the hours worked that were not included in our first of the month advance, as well as separate checks for per diem, incentive payments, and duty-free commission. Union dues collected from our 16th of the month paycheck covers our dues obligation for the previous month. For example, dues collected on the May 16th paycheck covers our April dues obligation. In the event you have taken time away from work and your mid-month paycheck does not satisfy your dues deduction, you will receive an invoice from the membership department at the international office alerting you to the fact that the payment was not processed. The notice will advise you of the month for which dues were not collected. So, using the above example, if you were to receive an invoice indicating that a balance was due for April dues, you would need to refer to your May 16th paycheck to confirm that the payment was not processed. Should you have specific questions about a dues statement you received, you may contact the International Membership Services Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707, or your local union council office. On the 26th of March, 2013, the International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, and UNI will be inviting unions to take lawful and visible action in solidarity with DHL workers in Turkey. The situation remains serious. Dismissals of workers have continued, and to date, some 29 workers have been terminated. A newly formed union, Tasima ICE, has also recently emerged, and there's evidence that workers at DHL in Samsun, Istanbul, and Ankara are being forced to join upon threat of termination. We want to highlight to DHL and its major shareholder, the German government, the impact of DHL's aggressive and unlawful behavior in Turkey. On March 26, union members and supporters will be standing together with the families affected by DHL's dismissals in Turkey. Help deliver a strong message from our global union community about the impact of DHL's treatment on Turkish workers and their families. Visit the March 26th Day of Action Day page to learn how you can make a difference and support TUMTAS and the dismissed workers. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together. Have a great evening.